In the first sicha for Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Kotei Sichas, Chelek Gimel, the Rebbe observes that although it's the case that Hashem has many conversations with Avram, and he tells him to do many things, such as Lech Lecha, go out of your homeland, and go to the land that I shall show you, and many other conversations and commands, nonetheless, there's only one commandment which Hashem gives Avram, which is a mitzvah that Jewish people perform even today. That's one. And two is that there's only one mitzvah that Hashem gives Avram that pertains to a physical object. Now, that is the mitzvah milah, because Jews nowadays do keep mitzvah milah, and mitzvah milah is also done in a physical object, in this case, it being a physical portion of the person's body. The Rebbe asks, Chazal tell us in the Gemara in a few places that the Avos Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. They fulfilled the entire Torah even before it was given. So, if that's the case, if they kept the entire Torah even before it was given, then why did Avram wait until Hashem commanded him to do Milah? Why didn't Avram do Milah just like he did all the other mitzvahs? So first we have to note that this assertion of Chazal, that the Avos kept the entire Torah before it was given, is a little bit strange. Meaning, first of all, a lot of the details, the mitzvahs that we keep, were nitna l'Moshe mi-Sinai. They were given to Moshe at Har-Sinai. For example, the fact that tefillin have to be square, that they have to have four boxes in the head tefillin, that the tefillin have to be black, all of these details are halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. Second of all, many of the mitzvahs of the Torah are directly connected to historical events, or connected to the fact that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem had not given Eretz Yisrael to Avram, at least at that point. And even if he did give it to him, he said, L'zarecha et nena, I will give it to your offspring. So that havtacha, that promise, had not yet been realized. But furthermore, let's consider, for example, the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Matzah recalls a particular historical event which happened to the Jewish people. The Jewish people ran out of Egypt, and their bread did not have enough time to become leavened. So the Jewish people had to eat matzah. So what does it mean that the Avos ate matzah? Or the Avos would sit in sukkahs, which symbolized the Jewish people's departure from the land of Egypt. So Chassidus explains that the Avos were not necessarily doing these mitzvahs in a physical way, or if they were, the physical way in which they were doing the mitzvahs doesn't necessarily correspond to the way that we do mitzvahs now. The classic example the Rebbe usually gives in the Kotei Sichas is the story of Yaakov and the Makleis, Yaakov and the staffs, which he used in shepherding love and sheep. Kabbalah explains those Makleis accomplish the same thing that we accomplish with our act of wearing tefillin. So the first point, just to note in this strange Maimar Chazal, that the Avos were keeping all the mitzvahs, is that the Avos were not necessarily keeping the mitzvahs in the way that we keep them. But more fundamentally, what it means, Apich Chassidus, is that each mitzvah symbolizes a certain spiritual idea, and the Avos were in touch with that spiritual idea. Let's take tefillin. Tefillin, Shulchan Aruch tells us, symbolizes Shibud Hamayach Valev, commitment of the heart and mind to Hashem. Radical, total commitment. So the Avos channeled this commitment, and they also engaged in a physical ritual activity to symbolize their commitment to that. Then let's consider the case of matzah. So matzah, so this tells us, symbolizes bittul. It symbolizes the nullification of the ego in that it doesn't rise. So when the Avos were eating matzah, whether they were eating physical matzah or not, the idea there was that the Avos connected this idea of bittul and manifested this idea of bittul of nullification of the ego. Pesach symbolizes Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim symbolically means leaving one's constrictions, leaving one's spiritual and psychological boundaries, those things which hold the person back from connecting to their true selves, from connecting to Hashem, and from channeling Hashem within this world. So when we say the Avos kept Pesach, they were zeicher yitzias Mitzrayim, it means that the Avos were engaging in that act of leaving their own spiritual boundaries. So now we understand what it means, al pi chassidus Chabad at least, that the Avos were mekayim kol ha'tera kula ad shelo nitna. So they connected to the symbolic spiritual ideas behind the mitzvah, and that they might have often engaged in some physical act to symbolize their spiritual understanding, but not necessarily in the act that we do nowadays. Chassidus Chabad teaches, and this is particularly evident in the Rebbe's Torah, that history is a progression of successive manifestation of divinity in this world. We start out with post-Chet Yetzadas, people who had tremendous spiritual understanding, but didn't necessarily manifest that spiritual understanding in the world. People say, like Adam, Noyach, Shais, Aver, Shem, all those people had deep spiritual understandings, but it wasn't brought down into this world. The Avos, the forefathers, begin the transition of sharing that spiritual understanding in the world. However, their sharing of that spiritual understanding does not impact the physical world, does not transform the physical world. You don't have anything in the physical world which becomes a dover shebikdusha, which becomes inherently holy according to halacha, which has a holy status, which channels holiness, which manifests holiness in the world. The next stage in the progression is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is this watershed moment where the Jewish people now have the ability to confer holiness on physical objects. Say, for example, like tefillin or tzitzis, that these things become a davar shebekdusha, a sefer Torah. That there's an ability to bind the physical and the spiritual, to manifest holiness within the physical. And then the next stage in the historical progression is Yimayis HaMashiach, when we'll have the ability to transform everything into a holy object, into an elevated object, where everything will have divinity manifest in it, even if it's seemingly a mundane object, like a table or a water bottle. But that said, there's this linear progression throughout history. And in order for the Jewish people to have the Sinas Keach, in order for them to be empowered, to have this ability to transform the world, to transform objects into a Davar Shebekdusha, the Rebbe tells us that the Avos foreshadowed this. The Ramban tells us that Maisa Avos Simin Libon. In the Ramban's reading, this means that the historical lives of the Avos foreshadow Jewish history. But the way Chassidus takes this claim of Maisa Avos Simin Libonim is that the Avos weren't only engaging in historical foreshadowing, but they were also engaging in spiritual foreshadowing, in that the things that they did in the world and their spiritual understandings paved the way for the Jewish people to manifest that, for them to bring it down within Matan Torah, and then ultimately to take the spiritual understandings that the Avos had and manifest those within mitzvahs, within Yom Tovim, within Shabbosos. And although it's the case that most of the physical acts that the Avos did not convey holiness onto the objects they did the mitzvahs with, nonetheless, the Rebbe explains that it's very important to symbolically act with physical objects in order for a spiritual idea to manifest in the world. And the Rebbe brings an example of this from the Navi Yechezkel. In the Navi Yechezkel, we see many, many accounts where Yechezkel engages with physical objects in order to express his nevuah. But the Rebbe says it's not just in order to get people aware or to get people talking about the nevuah, but the very fact that Yechezkel engaged in the physical symbolic act made it such that the nevuah would ultimately come true. One example of such a physical symbolic act is in Yechezkel Perek Lamed Zayin, where Yechezkel prophesies that Yehuda and Yisrael, the two kingdoms of the Jewish people, who in his history were divided, and he's speaking after the kingdom of Israel, of Yisrael, had already been exiled, and the kingdom of Yehuda is about to be destroyed by Babel. So Yechezkel prophesies that also loving the future to come, Yehuda and Yisrael are going to be bounded together, and they will never be split. And to symbolize this, he takes two staffs, two pieces of wood. On one, he writes Ephraim, and Ephraim, at that point, was the most significant of the 10 tribes of Malchus Yisrael. And on the other staff, he writes Yehuda, And then he binds the staffs together to physically symbolize that the two kingdoms will never be torn asunder, that the two kingdoms will be unified. So in a similar fashion, says the Rebbe, when there are spiritual ideas, these spiritual ideas need to have some sort of physical symbol, need to have some physical act in order to give them constancy. And that explains why it is the Avos would often accompany the spiritual ideas that they had and the spiritual understandings they had with some physical action. Within this theme of Maisa Avos Simen Labanim, that the acts of the forefathers act as a symbolic foreshadowing and empowerment for the children, the Rebbe says that the mitzvah of Milah is unique. And why is that? Because the mitzvah of Milah is the one mitzvah which has the property of the mitzvahs which are posted on Torah. In that, the mitzvah of Milah conveys lasting holiness to the physical object in which it's done. And that explains why it is that Avraham Avinu waited until Hashem told him to do Milah, and Avraham did not do Milah on his own. Because, says the Rebbe, Avraham would not have been able to transform the physical world just through his own spiritual understanding. Without the empowerment from above, without Hashem empowering him to transform the physical world, he would not have been able to do that. But once Hashem gives him that empowerment through the divine command, then Avraham has the ability to transform even the physical. And through having that one mitzvah, in which Avraham does create a lasting, impactful transformation on the physical, and not just a momentary symbolic act, Avraham is able to convey the power to his children through the Torah, transform a much greater part of reality. And that ultimately allows the people in Yemei Mashiach to transform all of reality and uplift all of reality into a place of holiness.